on the sixth parak, basically. So holding the Rosh, we're going to start from Sim and Beis. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Afilo Bayu Bekuscha. Sim and Beis. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Afilo Bayu Bekuscha, Boy Minei Mirav Chista, Bishnei Derav Huna, Bola Erbali. So this is dealing with Halacha Zemer, Halacha Lifnei Rabbi. He says, even the question of Bayu Bekuscha, I would ask if Rav Chisda wouldn't answer that question when Rav Huna was alive. Rav Chisda Uri Bekafri Bishnei de Rav Huna. But he would paskin. Yeah. He would paskin when he wasn't in the place of Rav Huna, he was out in the village, he would paskin. Rav Hamnuna Uri Bekharso, the Argiz, the name of the place, Bishnei de Rav Chisda. They weren't in the place where the Rebbe was. The Hamakemash Rav Huna was Haba Bepumpadisa. The command, the Bishnei the Rav Chisda, Uri Bishim the Talmud Chaberhu. But that which he did that, was only because he was a Talmud Chaber. However,
who did he?
Rav Chisda would answer Halacha Shaila Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi because he was a Talmud Chaver. So that was why Rav Hamnuna would paskin Bishnei the Rav Chisda. I would say the Rav Huna Loi Ari Afila Shaloi Bifadim Mishum the Talmud Gomer Hava. But Rav Hamnuna to Rav Huna was the Talmud Gomer. And he would not pass it, even Shlomo Fonov. Filo Rochel Bimeno Yerzi Mishalosh Parsos is also, even if he's more than three Parsos away, it's also. Kedom on the Kamon. Shlomo Fonov also, Rein Chayv Misa. So what's his Raya? Because the Morris says that the rule is that Shlomo Fonov is also, Bein Chayv Misa. Perchalom Yerzi Talmud, Shin is Chayv Misa, Azra Ahara Locha, Baruch, Shalosh Parsos. Remember, Eliezer, he paskened more than three parsos away. And that's the kasha yitzchai misa. Avim loin yitzchai misa, loi kashale midi devadi yisur eika. But you see that definitely the issa there is. Ravina the source of Kina Babu Master Shay Rochik me Harbi Miravashi, Bahi Rossim Talmud Gomer Hava. The Morris says he did it because he was a Talmud Chaver. So you see that that a Talmud Gomer, even more than three persons, is away. That's the issue which he's grappling with. And he's only trying to prove these points. Within three persons, is called Bafana. Let the person go. To the Rebbe, the travel distance is not significant.
Well, good morning, Rabbi Greengard. Good morning, Russell.
Can I mash him up?
More than three parsos, and you know it's a tamagomor. What are you talking about in terms of the nature of the shilas?
Well, the first of Misura is mutter. The first of Misura is something which, you need to address it right now.
Right.
So that's not the case. It's something which is, a person has a shayla, so it's a travel.
But, I mean, if it's a straightforward shayla.
Well, the more so that you feel by Bukusko.
Right, so we're still talking about that?
Yeah. Okay. He's going to say. I mean, he's going to say some points of what. The Rosh is going to give some, limitations to the Isser, qualifications to the Isser. Can Masha be said Tamar Shor Bifnei Reb Eliezer Shimahoyah Besar Kimukasol Sedin Nischayv Misa. So within, you see, three persos was called Bafanov. Came b'nei Aaron, mistama lohar b'fan b'thei Moshe b'mamish, and that's why but they were within. So b'fanav doesn't mean physically. B'fanav means within a range. Vikishur d'amr shalosh persos when they are in gemrinin lehushahar b'sech yisrael shayim machaneim shalosh persos. So the share of three persos was they were somewhere in machane yisrael, the machane of klal yisrael, in the midbar when they gave this psak. But yearly the hodat hamal chaver mutter hadafkes chutz shalosh persos. But for Talmud Chaver, that's when it becomes Mutter Gomer, when it's Chutz Gomer Persos. But Befanav, it's the Lasser. That was more was saying from Rav Hamnuna, would Paskin, Becharsha the Argus, Beshneid Rav Chis, even though he was a Talmud Chaver, he would only Paskin in a different city, he wouldn't Paskin in the same city. Okay, now Umasha also Loharus Hanadavka Al Maisa Shabolafonim. This is talking about he's passing a local Maisa what to do. Avim Tsholer the Talmud Halacha Kedibri Mi Yecholar Mirmasha Bedaito Kimeshen Meral Al Maisa Shabolafonim. When they're learning or discussing what's the right thing to do, he's allowed to. He's teaching Torah. He's allowed to teach Torah. We come near the Davka, but there was Yesh Bechidush the Shul. Has to be something which the person was. It wasn't. Well, we'll see. Vil bay bekuska megillas tanis bechigavna ari. The more says I buy bekuska or megillas tanis, there has to be some element of chidush. Lo natino, as you know, filo habahani yishat talmud yudei bavari shenot toyu osu laharis. The point of buy bekuska wasn't that that there was no chidush. The point was there was a chidush, but these are things which were well known. He was positive about his psak. When the shul asks the question, knowing that there's no chiddush, these are concepts which are well known. If you're not being mechadish anything new to the shoyl. The shoyl says, it was in a binyamoy and it was shishim's mutter. Oh, wow. I never heard of this, such an idea. We know that we're familiar with these concepts. So the rush, that is not considered you're being murdered to him.
I'm not sure I understand all the distinctions here. I mean, you've got a distinction between the theoretical and applied. In other words, theoretical meaning that you've got cases that are given to you from, you know, let's say in a sefer. I mean, learning Mishnah Berurah, okay?
Right.
So that would be okay, but if someone asked you a, you know, halacha lemaisa question that's not mefurish, and so you have to use some judgment, that becomes a problem.
He's saying that even that it's only usher if when I give the answer to the shoyel, what I'm telling the shoyel was something which he finds extraordinary. But you know, I come up with a chap that he wouldn't have thought of. So I'm giving him something which it's not new to him. So that's called I'm being mara hara, I'm being teaching. But if I'm using the basic kolam which are always used, and when he hears it, he says, "Oh, that's right, it makes sense." Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I'm not giving any chiddush to him. Yes, he'll ask a shaila because he doesn't want to pass on the shaila himself. But in a certain sense, the person the when I give him the psak, he hasn't heard anything new. So that's. That's not also. He doesn't bring a source for it. He says, "But I'm near it." He understands that's the musik of the Mara Hara they were talking about. Okay, Marina the Sars Akina Babel Lab. Lav Heroi Havoi. That wasn't the union of Hara. And they quite a shachachem. That's what's the problem. The Mor says that the Mor discusses why he did it, because the Talmud Chaver, etc. But what's the issue? No, that was a different din. This din of Musa Kedush Al Chacham can number Leomer Lahar Sekina Lachacham Alim Nei Kedush Al Chacham. So that's a different issue. The whole process of showing the knife was instituted because of Kavod. Vein Roy the Talmud Chacham Nito Sorer Bifnei Rabbi Alim Kain Not the Rishus Bir Rabbi. So that's something he shouldn't have done unless he would have Rishus. Or the Mor says he was a Talmud Chaver. Excuse me. Mi b'nei beis ha'shal Talmud hutzuchu l'hirroh b'shar l'loi ikon l'suke ishori. When he's passing, he can pass him for himself what to do. He's passing in the sense he's not saying a psak. He has an issue. He thinks it through, and he decides this is the right thing to do. So he's passing a shayless. That's not a problem. What about for his b'nei bayis? Mina the have a hod the omer b'tzimur rabbanon chazal in hapshei. So he can, the same way he can b'dika sak, and this is he can check the knife and then allow the shaykh to proceed when he's shefting for the talmud. So, same thing over here. Or the dilma, the honey merely b'dikas sak and shena ella l'chvedes shalchachem. So, on such a thing, v'chi hai mochel l'yakre. The cob, we assume that the chachem is mochel. His kavod shall the triach tzimur rabbanon lo vayolap. Not the triach that the tzimur rabbanon should have to schlep the shaychet to the rav. She says that he holds it's a problem. He holds it's also even for him himself. So that you're allowed to do, to just stop. Rabbi Habi Yosef made the Rav Ashi Chazal Gavra the Kotter Chamra B'Tzinisa B'Shabbato. He was tying the knots onto the tree, tying his animal onto the tree. So Rami called him Ashkech Bay. So he yelled him to stop, and the person ignored him. Armali Heba How Gavra B'Shamtos. He said the person deserves to be put in Chayrim. He is in Chayrim. Amalei Ravina the Rav Ashi ki agavna, the Ravina did this in front of Rav Ashi, and he asked Rav Ashi, did he do the wrong thing? Ki agavna mischazi ki afkirus, is this looking like being acting hefkred? There was not with the proper derecher to the Rebbe. So Rav Ashi answered back, Amalei ein chochma vein etzem ein tuna. The negative Hashem, Kavokam Sheshkul Hashem, Kavokam cover the Rav. So you're not going to cover the Rav. You're allowed to stop it. It's necessary to put in a chair. Amar Rav, b'fun of Osir, b'chayv Misa. Shalom b'fun of Osir, b'chayv Misa. That was we quoted before. Tan Rav Eliezer, Amar Loi Mesa, b'nei Bona Shal Aaron, El Shal Harazok, Halacha b'fnei Rabbi, b'fnei Rabbon. Excuse me. My Dorish, what did they say? What was the law that they passed? He says, "Menos ben Aaron kohen eish la mizbeach al bishi eish yeredes min hashemayim mitzvah l'habi min ahedit." More quotes of Brisa. Then what Brisa says: the Talmud ha'yila the Rebbe Eliezer shahara hara b'fanav. So the Talmud, the Paskin, the hara b'fnei Rabbi. Eliezer said to his wife, whose name was Ima Shalom, Tamani im Yotzi Shinos. I'm not sure he's going to make it through the year, but Yotzi Shinos, he didn't make it through the year, he died. Amalai, you're a Navi, how do you know he's not going to live? Amalai said to the wife, Lo Navi Anoche, Lo Ben Navi Anoche, Lo Kaf, Lo Mer, Lo Chab, Bithin Rab, Iskai Misa. Okay, so, that's the union of Harov Ifnir Rabbi. Simon Gimel. second page. Maybe raw of the oilam. If he always gives it the same coin, he brings a famine. Shenemar ve'ira hayiri hayikayin leDavid. The David hayikayin, the Kliyamal hayikayin. I'll show you Meshagir. Come on, Yosef. See, but he robbed me, David. Person shouldn't limit themselves to giving to one coin. Fine. Dalit. Amar of Kana Murab. Kalon mekilash ishi ishta yeshenim bo. Allah because of Amar. Neshe ami tigar shumri base ta anugeha. If the person in some way invades into the privacy of a husband and a wife, it's preventing them from being together in a private way. It's improper. Amar Yosef, I feel like be ishta need, even though there's no question, there's not a possibility of bio, still it's us. How mavua the havidari bay Haman Baristik. There's a person named Haman Baristik. He lived in this mavui. Amalei Oygalon Rishusa. They asked him to be master Rishusa to them. Lo Oygalon, he refused. So what can you do? So Abaya said, "Amalei also the command." Abaya, "Amalehu zilu batila rishusaychu legabi chad." I would suggest that you, the members of the chotzer, will be mavato to one person. The habi le yochid b'mokim nachri. Now he's the sole owner of the chotzer. So he's like a yochid together with the goy. But yochid b'mokim nachri le osir, and we go like the opinion which says that it's only osir. That you need schiris if there's two Jews. Over here, we're going to deal with it halachically as if there's only one Jew. Vavogav the inu asiri the talta mechatzus say in the mabi. So they still, even after this process happens, they can't carry. So what do you accomplish? Now not so rishusan. We'll accomplish that this one individual person will be allowed to carry out. He can carry from any house that he wants into the Mavi. So that this process that makes it all, but as far as he's concerned, they're all one. Okay. If there are other chetzeris, so he can carry from this chetzer to the other chetzeris, etc. So that was the idea. However, Rabbi challenged it, and Mio Kiyachin Makam Nachri Loi Choshev Ayanehu Erev Echod. So when you make he's saying. They're involved with him into Rishus A, into Chotzer A. Now, there was an Eruv from Chotzer, he with the Chotzer B. So he can now carry from Chotzer B whatever he wants, and into the Movi, etc. But so, why don't we say, so the Rosh then points out, why don't we say when they're all ma'arav together, they become like a yochid mokum rabim? They're one unit. So you don't say that. Just do eruv, and then we're like a yochid. We don't need to rent from the goy. Well, that's not true. But in the case of bittul, what happens is they become like they're non-entities. So that's sort of like one person. Irv is a unit of people. It's a group of people. That's exactly where the Yisr is. So Rabbi came to the Teres Erev Meosu the Mavi. She Roya Shu Moitzi Mebeisu the Mavi Yermish Batalta the Mavi Below Erev. The Rabbi says in that situation, just doing bittul is not sufficient. There's other people there. You're undermining the concept of a need for Arab in that situation. In other words, you need to do skiris and then bittul. Or ma'isa bar if they Rashi zals at the Rosh. There was a ma'isa with Rashi. So they forgot, they didn't do an Eruv, and now their chasas were Erev Shabbos. So they make a chas in the time of the Rishon, they make a chas Erev Shabbos, and they would have the suit on Shabbos. They would minimize the expenses. You make the suit of Shabbos anyway, so that's why they did it. But the problem is now they're having the suit and they need to transport something from one from one bias to the other. Bittul and Rash Ayyadei Rashi permitted it Shabitlu Rishusim Le'echot. So they'll all be Mavatul Rishus to one person. And he's allowed to carry from any bias of that Chotzer to any other bias in the Chotzer. Renira. So then he says, "In moyal bittul rishus, yivayis the vayis, you matarim kulam the taltol, avayshin shabitlu." So. Normally, Chamashita was that Mevalta Rishus Chatzera, he can't carry to the Chatzer. Because since he wasn't Mevalta Rishus Beisoy, and the Rishus Beisoy remains his private domain, when he carries from his Rishus Beisoy to the Chatzer, he's reasserting his rights in the Chatzer. So he's rescinding his bittul. In the case where they're Mevalta Rishus Bayis, Rishus Bayis Behedya, so we all been astonished it wasn't about the Rishus Bayis. Not like things are blessed in Yaakov. He was about the Rishus Bayis. But if they would say explicitly they're being about the Rishus Bayis, so we don't look at when they take from their bias to the Chatzah, they're reasserting the Rishus. Well, we got the Mavalta Rishus. Okay. So therefore, if Bittul Rishus would work me bias the bias, so that would be Mutter, Kulam would be Mutter to carry. Even the people who have done Bittul. Well, we got the Mavalta Rishus, Kutsera, Osir, Lohotzi, in a bias the Chotzer. Hanavish Yesha Kelim Bechotzer, Shemotzi Mibesa, Lohotzer, Nir Kechotzer, Machik Rishus. So when A is mevatel his rishus bias to B, you don't say when A carries to B, he's reasserting his rishus. He has no rishus in B. Became the mishter kulu al yedei bittul. So that's creating a heter. Rosh says no, makes it worse. Lomahani a bittul. They can just do bittul to each other and be allowed to carry from one house to the next. So there's no need to do a eruv.
There's no going from bias to bias instead of going through a chatzer.
I'm not sure if he means they're not going through a chatzer. Or he means they're going through a chatzer, but if the final place they're going to is a bias, so you don't look at that process of going through the chatzer as an act of reasserting his bias, because his final goal was the other house, which clearly doesn't have rishus. So coming up, Bittul doesn't, because Bittul would create too much of a heter and undermine the concept of Eruv, so then Bittul doesn't work. So the rush, miu im yesh chadorim bias, there are rooms, suppose there's one big room, yagol vatul habayis beloy acheder, so then vatul yehi osu lehotzi min acheder lebayis, come in a bayis lechotzer lo shach betal to teres erev shrei yistaker be'erev yersi mibitul. So if a person would do a limited bitul and not include that room, and for that room would be also to carry into the rest of the house after the bitul, so then that would be allowed. Okay, Rabbeinu Shimshon Zal, Hayomer, not like I'm saying, the filo ain chador mebayis yochel avato beisu, she also the hachzik kelov mebeis lebera lebeisu. That's who machzik rishusa. So what are you saying? That bitul creates so much of a heter that you don't need eruv for. That's not true. There's a benefit of eruv over bitul. You're allowed to carry from your kalim from your bias to another bias. You can't bring your kalim back because you do have rishus and you do have rishus in your bias, and you carry something back from another house to your house. That looks like you're rescinding your bitul.
I understand. I mean, you still have an advantage with an eruv of a bittul with respect to the chatzer.
Right. Okay. That's a good point. He's limiting himself to the case where there's no chatzer. It's just straight from bias to bias. So in that case, he's saying. So in case of straight bias to bias, that makes sense.
What? How can you bit to one room in your house? Don't you have your old houses?
Well, all these things are Rishus HaYachid. The Chatz Rishus HaYachid, the bias Rishus HaYachid, everything is Rishus HaYachid. I'm doing a process of bittul.
Your house is mamish.
Now, well, we said before that we had a machlokes on whether when a person is mevatel rishus is he automatically mevatel rishus beiser or not. But everybody agrees if a person would explicitly mevatel rishus beiser, it would work. I'm giving away my rights of hishtamshus, moving and carrying items in my house to somebody else. That works. That's the Rosh.
It's the Rosh.
The Rosh Mishans.
So you can give up the right to have your house be Rosh HaYachid, technically, is what you're saying. Parts of your house would be Rosh HaYachid, part would be Rosh HaRabim, technically.
Well, it belongs to Rabim. It's not a Rosh HaRabim. It's still an enclosed area. You can't carry from your house into Rosh HaRabim b'chayiv skila, right?
Carry within your house. This is probably too simple a question.
No, this is possession issues. Rosh HaRabim, you know, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, the Isser Hitzof Rosh HaRabim is a very specific definition of qualifications based on Rosh HaRabim. This is a halachically derisive, this is Rosh HaYachid, it's an enclosed area. Is it my personal spot is the problem? But the answer is not I gave away my personal rights to it. Now belongs, I'm being about to the person next door.
or to the group of people here. So it's not my personal area. It's still a rishus yachid in the sense that it's an enclosed area which you cannot carry. Right, but regards to the issur of iruv, in conjunction with the issur deraisa of carrying, there's an issur derabanan of iruv. Because I'll ask an iruv because exactly what you're saying. You know, people perceive my rishus yachid is a private area, and they would perceive other areas as a communal area. And if I can care from one to the other, so you can care from private to public. Rishus yachid rishus rabban in the. Not in the colloquial sense, but in the true definition of it, vis-a-vis Hilchos Shabbos, it's nothing to do with private and public. It's a horrible translation. But in people's minds, private and public is a private domain and public domain, because Shazel Shazel Rabbi, right? So from that definition, we get all these problems. Because the people's mind, they get confused between the two. This is exactly why Chazal were worried about it. So he says he doesn't see why the bittul the kasha is you can't do bittul because bittul will undermine the need for eruv. That's not true because eruv gives you much more than bittul. Eruv allows you to carry its items back to your house. Bittul doesn't do that. The atu ma'aseh b'rishusay when he shabita when he brings things back, even the ma'aseh but over the betal to terzer. When the times al hoyim edaktek mechad the pligi shmul v'rav yechanan bebitul rishus mechatz al chatzer bitul rishus bechurva the ma'aseh mibayis the bayis aser the kol yama min aloy aribo. They discussed the idea of one chutzit to another. They discussed all being about their rights in a churva. They didn't discuss being about to bias the bias. And why is that? When we time of the priest, shemut kulo the tal to mizel azeh. We came to the shayu the kulo the tal to teres eruv. We over the tal to feel below bittul. The reason why it wasn't discussed was because it would create too much of a heter and it undermined the need for Eruv. Therefore, the whole concept is unacceptable. Zakta Rosh, or Haksar, or Lesser, can appreciate the Mishum, the Osul, the Haksar, and can only buy Eruv. But that was the Ben Shimshon responded and said that's not true. You're not undermining the need for Eruv because. You have limitations which you wouldn't have under Eruv. But every raya mehu yinukah lishava chamimim lekamon sheita rabba lomer lenochi delaisum migay besa. Rabba told the goy she carry it the water of a gavshel yishla eruv. There was no eruv. Why don't you just do bittul? The vetel kulu rishosayu lahav you besa the havi bay katan. So Rishus Mechatz al Chatzur works. One is add you're being mevatel your mibayis the bias. So here it doesn't sound like it's a case there, but even through the Chatzur. Levar Rebbechon murdered the aim, but the Rishus mibayis the bias. So that's the random time's raya. So the Rosh Shmenir the aim Yisham raya. The car have a hosom chetzeris, umavi, kedamer hosom, v'holar vinan, v'holar shetvinan, v'hoyu yechel umavi cham and derech chetzeris umavi lebayis shoyi b'katan. Theoretically, the Eitzah would have been in that situation. So that was the ultimate situation. There was a Chatz and it's B'chal not Arsugya. Arsugya is like a case which just needs to be biased the bias. But why are you asking me to let the Ben Bris the Baal Bris better. Mivatal his rishos, and then you can carry from other houses to his home. He wasn't there. No, all around. Let the person who owned the water be mivatal his rishos, then you can carry from his house out into the to where you have to go. He wasn't there to mivatal. Okay, so now we're back to what do we do with this Haman Kavod?
What do you do with what? Hello, good morning, Rabbi Kramer.
Haman. Amarabba Lezel Chad Minayim Belisha Minay Duchta Belesev Bamidi. So Eitzel was one of the Jews become friendly with him. Get permission to put something there in his Rishus. To have like a steer of a Lakitoi. So now, this person who's using the Rishus of Haman ben Ristik, would be like steer of a Lakitoi, like a worker. So he can now represent, because he has rishus in the property of the goy to use it, he can then represent the goy in the transactions. So they can be seicher from him. If you have multiple individuals, does that make each one with rights over there? So now you're back to square one. So they all have rights. So they're going to ask her. He says, no, we don't look at it as known by five people. It belongs to the goy. And the goy is one. So we don't look at it l'chumra that they should be a siba for Yisr. We look at it l'kula that they can represent the goy. Kufa Amar Yehuda Rishmol Afil Eskriv L'kita Nesin Eir V'Vadaya Amar Rav Nachman Kama Maya Hashmaitza. So Rav Nachman liked that psak. Which word do you not understand?
Five people.
There be five people which all have rights to use the property of the goy because they're working for him. So all the goy gave five people a room to live in his property because they're working for him. So they have a private area which they have a certain schus of the property of the goy, but there's five of them, so they should ask with each other because it belongs to each Jew, and there's five Jews, and now it needs a Rubik and Tzeres, etc. He says, no, it belongs to the Goy. It doesn't need a Rubik and Tzeres. And the Goy's there also, you have to do Skiris. But that's it. Hey, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, Shesh, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Yehuda. So, once a person drinks wine, he can't pass. I'm Rabbi Nachman. Nachman was not comfortable with this thought. I find that it's beneficial for me, not detrimental. Someone like Rabba, my time I'm a mar, Hachi, you shouldn't talk like that. Nachman retracted that statement. If he just has a drink, he shouldn't daven. However, shikur ayispalav yispal tefilasa to eva. Yotzev tzarich lachzor lispalav. The person not be yotzev, he's a shikur. Vechena he the brachas yispal nimsa tzoya kenegdoi. The master kasim kima shechata. Mishi yispalav tefilasa to eva. The same way the Morbid there says that it's the more calls him a chayte, he didn't do his due diligence of checking the area for cleanliness. He wasn't denoinus. So his tefillah is a tueva, and he needs to repeat. So over here also. The tefillah, then you can say a shikr. That's referring to Shmoneh Esrei. So Shmoneh Esrei is an act of presenting yourself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a more chomer dikah process than stam brachas. Or maybe not, like, I mean, at this point, but the fact that there's sayah there, or the person is had the drink is wrong. The Kurgalabakomili Damin Shre Shosi Ayaspalakh Khila Shef again, Shasi Mavarkh Khila Burghas the Mosin, Mukhala Brochas Kitsi Bishami, Mukhatu Savato, Filamadumdum. After your meal you've had the drink. You're like your Badumdum is like not fully cognizant. Okay. So, what about the Gabi the Locha of that's by Shosim? What about the Locha in regards to Shikr? Not sure. Hegel Mishosim, Hegel Mishikr. Shosim Kol Shiachol Davle Lifnei Hamelach. Shikr Kol Shiachol Davle Lifnei Hamelach. Doesn't mean he's totally out. It means that he's not. He doesn't have the coherence that he would need to go stand in front of the king. Amram Barabu. But these remove the effects of the wine, traveling for mill or sleep. However, if he drank a larger amount, so then the result of traveling together with that makes him more confused as opposed to less confused. Okay. Vov, let's hold it here.